cure for desert places.
Began this program yesterday. Let me appreciate my husband and all the servants of God on assignment. We bless God for grace. This program is rounding up tomorrow. Quickly, we began yesterday talking about the I can mentality. I want to pick it up from there and ask you to turn to Romans chapter 4 from verse 12 again and again. Before you go to Romans chapter 4, somebody turn to Hebrews 13 verse 15. Hebrews 13 verse 15. I don't know whether the projector ministers are on assignment, on duty this evening, but it's just in case they are. Hebrews 13, 15. Hebrews 13, 15. Is anybody there? Is anybody in Hebrews 13, 15? Are we on? Okay, give me. Okay, therefore by him, let us continually offer. Now shall we read in concert? I can't hear you. Therefore by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Everybody read it again one more time. I want you to show me what strikes you in this passage. There are some striking features in this passage. Can someone help me with some of those features? Yeah? Present continuous. Someone says present continuous what? Continuously offer the sacrifice of praise. Whatever the Bible says, therefore, you need to stop and find out what is there for you. So what is there for us? And I said, through Jesus, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God before I go to the fruit of your lips. Sometimes, it's really not easy to offer praise, especially when you're going through stuff. Is it easy to say, oh God, I bless you, when you have seen the stuff that you are believing and trusting for? You're trusting God for a job, trusting God for fulfillment, trusting God that your famine, the famine and the drought areas of your life will turn to fruitfulness. And these things you're believing and trusting and expecting is yet to come. And then someone says, continually offer sacrifice of praise. Sacrifice is not convenient. It's at that time when praise is not convenient, when praise is painful, when praise is ugly, when you can't really praise, he said continually continue to offer the sacrifice of praise. And what is the sacrifice of praise? The fruit of your lips. What you say when you're praying is important, but what you say after when the prayer is over is absolutely very important. Go to Mark chapter 11 from verse 23 to 24. The same scriptures again and again, if you have been listening to me. The same scriptures again and again. What you say when you are praying is good. But what you say after, when the prayer is over, when you leave the prayer closet, and then you find yourself in the streets and the marketplace, and you find yourself in one tight corner or the other. What you say then is what validates your prayers or what destroys your prayers. I want to show you what I mean. While we're waiting for them to get to there. The fruit of our lips. Mark 11:23-24. For surely I say to you, give me 24. Give me 24. Therefore I say to you, what things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. When am I supposed to believe that I've received them? After I pray? Or when I see the answer? All right? Let's see. Significant change. When am I supposed to believe I've received significant change? You're not sure? You're speaking from my own conviction. I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray. You just finished 21 days prayer today. And if you're waiting for it to enter your hand, to touch the reality, to embrace the reality, before you start praising, you have lost. The 21 days is a waste. If you're waiting for cure for desert places to start, before you start receiving the answers, then it's of no use. The principle here is, when you pray, as you're praying, receive the answers. If you believe you have received, it says, then you will have them. You will only have them after you believe you have received. You don't believe according to the happenings. You believe according to the word. The Bible said Abraham believed according to what was spoken to him. Wow. When am I going to believe for my significant change? I'm asking church. No, it's not now. It's when you see Pastor Matthew. It's when Papa Chidume comes and talks about the realm of the surplus. When am I supposed to believe that I have received the significant change? Good. If I have received it now, what should I do next? I can't hear you. If I have received it now, all right, if someone gives you laptop now, hello, Anna, Nami, na mama, I better come to my house, I won't give you one laptop. What do you say to me on phone? Have you seen the laptop? The brother calls you from overseas. Joseph, I just sent you $200. What do you say? Have you seen it?
No.
Did he show you the receipt?
No.
He just simply said it. And you said thank you. How come you believe men more than you believe God? God says, I've given you significant change. From the moment he said it, he has done it. And if he has done it, what are you supposed to do? You lost your opportunity to shout a big thank you to God. You know, all of us want to see one big, 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 mighty thing happen. Say, hey! Now, no, God, do it. No, he didn't do it now. He did it when you prayed. So I speak over your life and destiny. Your drought season is over.
Amen.
I speak over your life and destiny. Your area of famine is over.
Amen.
Your hand will promote the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Through your life, God will be made famous in this land.
Amen.
All right, let's go back. So when you leave your prayer closet, you know, it's easy to come to church and dance and pray. And then when you leave the church and you get to the gate, and then the devil comes to you. Where is the... Let me take the simplest thing, since many of us... Where is the job you say you have received? The devil tells you, you are deceiving yourself. The Bible said, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. You know, he said, you now go, oh, I'm not sure say I receive anything at all. Because if true, I receive something, where now? Or you're where? You go back to the prayer again. Father, oh God, can't you hear my prayer now? I fasted for 21 days. I even fasted, we fasted for 21 days this year in our church. Oh God, listen, it's not the tears he wants to see. For the new converts, is the tears. For you who are not new converts, he wants to hear his word come from your mouth. Put me in remembrance. Let us argue together. Set forth your case. God said, set forth your case that you may be proved right. You talk to God as a mature believer with his word, not with anything you see. You don't talk to God with African proverb. All right? You don't come and say to God, God, the Bible says, live and let live. Some of us do not know the word of God at all. And so you say, oh, Father, I thank you because the Bible said money is the root of all evil. The Bible did not say that. The Bible never said it anywhere. The Bible said the love of money is the root of all evil. So now you leave your prayer closet and then you go up. You remember, it said give God the sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of your lips. What you say after you leave the prayer closet, after cure comes and goes, is more important than what you said in church. So you go about talking defeat, talking failure, talking lack, talking I don't have it, talking trouble, talking shame. What's going to happen? Just like what Reverend Ben preached in his devotional on Sunday. I don't die, yo. How can you say I don't die when in this church we prophesy you over you that long life is your portion? How can you say this is my headache? You don't have headache. Are you devil? Headache is a property of the devil. Sickness and disease is a satanic oppression. No matter where you see it, always tell yourself this is Satan's property, and Satan's property have no business in your body. So when you leave the prayer closet, the things you say is important. Your thoughts, your talk is defeating your prayer. You are the prophet of your own life. You are the establishing witness here. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall any matter be established. Once the Lord have spoken, twice I have heard. We need to say it in heaven, but someone needs to establish it on earth. Have you noticed that God's system, before God ever does anything, he will get a prophet to prophesy it. That's why the Bible says it was written, and just to fulfill that which was prophesied by. If even the birth of Jesus, before it happened, someone prophesied it. If you will see a future, prophesy your future until you declare your desires. Your desires. Your desires is what you declare, not your happiness. Oh my God. Are we still together? I'm trying to tie it up. I want to bring you to the atmosphere of praise. Hear me, brothers and my sisters. A lot of times we speak our experiences. The Bible said that God came and darkness was everywhere. God did not say, oh, what big darkness. Oh, there is so much darkness everywhere. Was that what he said? Was that what he said? Was that what he said, friends? If it is you, you come out and see darkness, what would you say? I know they see himself everywhere too dark. That's not what God said. He spoke his desires. When you leave the prayer closet, you finish your 21st fasting, stop talking like people in the world. Talk like a child of God. You are a child of a king. And when you spend this kind of time with the king rubs off on you. Tomorrow evening is communion service. And you know the concept of communion service. When you drink the blood of Jesus, you know what happens to you? You enter into a covenant, which means his hands becomes your hands. When you place your hand somewhere, it's not just your hand. The separation, what is separating Jesus from this person is my skin. When you drink his blood, you become Jesus. You carry him on the inside, but you need the revelation. It is revelation that makes people break out of mediocrity. I want to close. If I say from today, I'll be talking like a praising person. Give me Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. From today, my mouth will always praise. I can't hear you. Now, if I ask you, do you have a husband? What will you answer? Thank you. According to what is spoken, I believe I have. According to what is spoken, not according to anybody's manifesto. It says, therefore, my beloved and long for brethren, my joy and crown. So stand fast in the Lord, beloved. In the Lord, beloved. Paul is talking. Give me verse 2. I employ, give me verse 3. Give me verse 3. Let my message start from somewhere. Give me verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Believers, not sometimes. Some of us have moody mood swings. You remember your house friend, you enter one mood, forgetting that the Lord shall supply your needs according to. Now, what do you think the Bible is? Guru Maharaji Manual. The Bible is the word of God, and the word of God is alive. Rejoice. So this is the attitude we're supposed to be, an attitude of joy. If you are not praiseful, you can't be joyful. If you are not joyful, you can't be praiseful. And if you are not praiseful, you can't be wonderful. If you want to be wonderful, you need to be joyful. All this complaining and lamenting and talking about your problems does not remove the problems. You need to have an attitude adjustment. Rejoice in the Lord. In the Lord means in the Word. The Word of God is God. Rejoice in the Word of God always. That's why you need to read it always. I will say rejoice. Verse 5. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Verse 6. Be anxious. Somebody answered nothing there. What is anxious? Do you have amplified version there? Do you have it in amplified? Be anxious. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Is this in the Bible? Do not fret. He said, don't do it. And have anxiety. What is anxiety? What's anxiety? Everybody was anxiety. Do you know most of the things you worry about? It is your worry and your talk that establishes on earth. And so the devil knows that he can't attack you until he gets you to worry. So he plays a picture in your mind. You begin to meditate on those pictures. By the time you meditate on these pictures, you puncture your faith, you puncture your joy, you puncture your praise. Even when you come, people are praising you. You say, what is it to praise God for now? What am I going to praise God for? Is there anything? This year is ending again. We are venturing November. But everybody happy said this year. I know they're happy at all. What do I have to show for it? Let me show you what you have to show for it. You have life. You have life. At single ladies meeting, I told them, you don't carry last in everything in life. You don't carry last in everything in life. If someone is taller than you, he's not shorter than you. If the person is shorter than you, he's not taller than you. If he's more beautiful than you, he's not uglier than you. If... Am I talking to you? If the person is slimmer than you, he's not fatter than you. If the person is fatter than you, he's not slimmer than you. If the person has more hair than you, the person cannot boast of... There is something to praise God for all the time. Am I talking to you? Even if you haven't married, at least you're not mad. You are still, your sense is still together. You haven't praised God. You were going on the road. Mike bike came and removed everybody. He removed you. You fell. You get up. Nothing happened to you. You didn't. You were crying that you fell at all. That your Christmas dress has been spoiled. You can get another dress. If you have nothing to praise God for, you have buttocks to sit on a chair. If you have nothing to praise God for, you have leg where you take carry control. Even if you didn't drive to this church, sorrow may last all night. Joy comes in the morning. I've come to encourage you. Everything, not the bad at the same time. If everything is poor, if not a spoil, pata pata. Are you still here? Somebody is richer than you, he's not poorer than you. Then you are. You are, see, I thank God for color blocking. Before, when you wear red, you'll be looking for red shoe. You wear yellow, now you can color block it. Even if you are color blocking because you don't have, there is something to thank God for. Are you here? I don't know whether you're here. Before, when you wear green cloth, you don't have green shoe. You go and borrow from your friend who will gossip you later. Now the gossip is over. When you wear green dress, look for purple shoe and wear. It's called color block. Thank God. I told you there is something to thank God for. You don't have food here. You quickly run to Xama house. You can eat today alone. Thank God. I heard that they are giving food every. There is something. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters.
He know the bad, the matter. You can't see, wear glasses. You don't have hair, wear wig. There is something to thank God for. Are you here? You have grown so lean. Your trouser does not serve you. Fine belt. I'm not you to wear that. Don't talk in. Just put cloth on top of it. Belle no be show glass. There is something. Look at your neighbor. Say there's something to thank God for. Look for four people. Say there's something to thank God for. He said, in every circumstance, church, are you there? In every circumstance, every circumstance. I remember when I didn't have a motor at all, I used to go to school. So I'm going on the road like this, someone will pour me water. I would just say, woman of God, they just pouring woman of God water like this. I wanted to abuse the person. God said, no abuse. I wonder if you get motor. You pour somebody and abuse you like that. I bless you. And they walk again, radio. If rain no between, they go pour me water for. They don't pour me for leg, they go pour me for skirt. They don't pour me for skirt, they pour me for trouser. I said, this poverty, which day will he even finish? When he be saying now, so waka person, they waka for road. Are we together? Do you know I can't remember that somebody ever poured me water? Those things happened so that the day of glory, when you look back, when they say dance, when you are dancing, people will wonder, are you crazy? What is wrong with you? They can't remember. Listen, if I remember where I'm coming from, the journey is too far for me not to give him crazy praise. You may not understand my praise because you don't understand my pain in every circumstance. And in everything, by prayer and definite request, continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace. Whoa. Can I get four choir people? Or five or six? And God's peace shall be yours. That tranquil state of the soul, assured of his. Give me a softer translation. Give me New King James or something. Give me in the conventional New King James. Can you? Now, when you do those ones I have mentioned, all of you who join your hands, form a circle. This is the peace of God. You know, some of the things you're going through, some people who went through it never survived. Some went through it and went crazy. I'm telling you the truth. Some went through it and packed back to their village. Some went through it. See, today their mind no correct. Some went through it and turned into someone's house help for life. Not purposeful relationship. The person is leaking somewhere. Some went through it and didn't survive it. But if you want to survive your pain, no matter what you're going through, if you do what I have been saying since, the Bible says the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Surpasses all understanding simply means nobody understands why you're happy. But you're happy. You yourself does not understand why you're happy. But you're happy. The happiness, the joy is not coming from your flesh. It's not coming from the happenings. There's a difference between happiness and joy. Happiness comes from happenstance. Joy comes from the inside. Sorrow may last all night. Joy comes in the morning. The peace of God that nobody understands. You know what it does? Can I enter? Put yourselves together. I don't want them to see me. This is that place where sorrow comes from. This is what the peace of God does. The same things that used to trouble yesterday, when they come, as they are come, can I get one devil to come there? Can I get one devil? Okay, can I get one human being to come? See, nobody will answer devil. Joseph, I can answer devil now. Now, the things that used to trouble you about your rent, the things that used to trouble you about life, they may not have changed. Things may not have changed. But you know something? Inside you, something has changed. And that thing that changed by revelation. Where you understand in every circumstance. No, Joseph, try to catch me. Now, you people should keep going around. Just keep going around. I will keep him in perfect peace.
whose mind is stayed on me. I will keep him in perfect peace. No evil will befall me. Neither shall any plague come near thy tent. For my righteousness is of the Lord. Whatsoever I do will prosper. I am like a tree that is planted by the rivers of the living water.
I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen,
if God ever opens your eyes to see the war he fought for you that never got to you, to see how many times Satan took an arrow to cut off your head and the peace of God came through, if God ever opens your mind to see how many times you should have had an accident and God stopped it, if God ever opened your mind to see how many times you would have fallen and broken your head and God stopped it, if God ever opens your mind to see how many times you would have been robbed and God stopped it, if God ever opens your mind to see how many times you would have failed and God stopped it, if God ever opens your mind to see how many times trouble, calamity would have broken out in your house and God stopped it, you know that something? He will never fail you. Never.
How many of you love Abraham? How many of you love Abraham? Why do you love Abraham? I want to show you why I love Abraham. Go to Hebrews chapter 11. Get ready with your praise. Get ready with your praise. For 10 minutes, you're praising. Get ready. Are you ready with your praise? Maybe I should show you this tomorrow so that we can start praying. Let me show you personally why I love Abraham. Go to verse 6. Where the Bible began to speak about Abraham. Keep going until you get to Abraham. Keep going. Keep going. About, I think about 8 or thereabout. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he will receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. How did he go? How did he go? How did he go? How should you praise God? Abraham had no map, no details. Abraham had nothing to show him. The only thing he held when he took his steps was faith. Friends, if you're going to praise God, you don't praise him because you have seen the answer. You praise him because you know you have judged him faithful. You know what it means to judge someone faithful? The Bible says Sarah judged him faithful. That is, you don't look him. They say judge God. He's faithful. Give me the next one about Abraham. Are you getting ready with your prayer? We're going to praise him today by faith. Those of you who are trusting and believing God for something, you're going to praise him by faith. And then you take the faith home. He says, By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Hold up. Did Abraham see Jacob? Talk to me. Did Abraham see the promised land? By faith, he dwelt in the land of the promise as in a foreign country. He didn't see the promised land, but he dwelt there. Ah, the Bible says Abraham is like God who calls things that be not as though they were. The Bible says, oh my God, can we talk? He didn't see the promised land, but he lived in the promised land. I need to push you into your future, and it is the power of your praise. The heirs with him, he didn't, the only one he saw was Isaac. The Bible said the heirs with him of the same promise. Give me verse 10. Verse 10, this is the one I love. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Though he slays me, those that wait on the Lord be crying. You may be mocking me that I haven't gotten my answers. I'm waiting for something, and I don't mind waiting. And I wait with my praise, not with my complaint. Give me verse 11. I love this. Oh. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him. begin to judge God faithful before I close this message. Everybody judge God in your condition. The ones you haven't seen, no, that's what I'm talking about. The ones you haven't seen. Multiple agree verse 12, there's something I'm looking for. Judge him faithful. Give me verse 13. The Bible says he received something in a figure. Go back to Abraham. Go back again to Abraham. Everybody judge him faithful. Put it in King James. I sometimes say he received in a figure. Give me King James. Give me the next verse 9. Judge God faithful. Those things that haven't come to pass. Judge him faithful over the things that haven't come to pass. Please give me your Bible. Give me your Bible. Judge God faithful. Praise is not only when we dance. In those issues where you haven't seen it, give me your Bible, please. In those places where you haven't seen, judge him faithful. Judge him faithful. Judge him faithful. Judge him faithful. Everybody, judge your God faithful. Judge him faithful. Judge him faithful. Lord, I judge you faithful. Verse 17 to 19. Get to verse 19. Get from 17, 18, 19. I want to show them something. Judge him faithful. Judge him. Okay. Thank you. Judge him faithful. Concerning your marital status. Judge him faithful. Concerning your joy. Judge him faithful. Concerning your job. Judge him faithful. Concerning your future. Judge him faithful. Concerning your job. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's dependable. He's reliable. He's God all by himself. He doesn't swap positions with the devil. Judge him faithful. Judge him faithful. Judge him faithful. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. Finally, on this segment, praise is not only when you dance. Like Reverend was saying the other day, it's not only when you sing. You can be offering of fruits of your lips. And that's what we're about to do tonight. I want you to see these scriptures. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, for he had received the promises offered up, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Please look at it. Go back, sir. By faith, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. I want you to see what Abraham did. In Genesis chapter 17, God declared his destiny. That Abraham, I'll make you this, I'll make you that, I'll make you that, I'll make you the father of many nations. When God said, offer Isaac, Abraham looked at God. It's okay. I have received the promises. Give me the next verse. I don't want to preempt myself. Of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called. God told him, give Isaac. The same God said to him, in Isaac your seed shall be established. And God, since God does not tell a lie. John, listen. This is Isaac. Can I get someone? Am I too complicated? Here is Isaac. God says, in this Isaac will all your seed. Isaac hasn't come. No, go. You haven't come. Abraham. Can you see Isaac? Can you see Abraham? Look up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The father of many nations. Abraham was imbibing the concept of Isaac in that meditation. That's a matter for another day. Abraham, in Isaac shall the seeds be established. Now, here is Isaac. The same God who said, Abraham, I will establish Isaac, said, go and offer him up. Abraham said, okay. God said to me, in Isaac, this one he said I should offer up is the same person he said to me, in him shall the seed establish. Let me see the next verse. Concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. Abraham's conclusion. God says, follow. God says, kill Isaac. Before God said, kill Isaac, he said, I will establish you in Isaac. So he has two words. How do I merge these two to become one? Only one thing. If God says, kill Isaac, and the same God said, in the same Isaac will your seed be established. Only one thing is possible. Even if I kill Isaac, because God will not allow his word to fall to the ground, he can bring Isaac. Isaac, come, let me go and kill you. He went and slaughtered. Now, before he killed Isaac, he had received Isaac back in his mind. You know what he said? He cannot die. Even if I use my physical eyes and see him dead, I receive him in my mind. You know what he's keeping in his mind? Not anything but the promise. In Isaac shall your seed be established. I'm done. Everybody rise on your feet. Have I started confusing you? If God ever said anything to you, family, and you see a contradicting circumstance, don't look at it. Go to what God said before. He said a significant change. If you see significant catastrophe, tell yourself, from this significant catastrophe, God can still bring out something. If you see significant destruction, tell yourself, you see yourself in a sekai, this accident, I cannot die inside it, because there is a prophecy hanging over my head. Until that prophecy manifests, I'm not going anywhere. If you hear that, oh my God, you go to the hospital, they say they saw tumor in the brain. I'm not disbelieving it, but there is a prophecy that fame builders will rule the world. Therefore, by my own, I receive my life back in a figurative sense. Can you remember any promise that God has made to you? Can you remember anyone? Can you remember anyone? Anyone? Lift your hands and begin to receive it in a figure. Begin to receive it. To receive it in a figure is to begin to bless God for what he has not done. Bless him for what he has said. Bless him for what he has said. Bless him. Can you remember any promise? Can you remember any promise? Can you remember anyone? If you can't remember anyone, come to the altar. We'll give you a promise. You be the head and not the tail. Put up Deuteronomy chapter 28 on the altar. I don't want to preempt you. I want you to worship because you want to worship. Put up Deuteronomy. Receive your promises in a figurative sense. Receive your promises in a figurative sense. Give me verse 2. The Lord will set you high above. These blessings will come upon you and overtake you. These blessings will accompany you. Not curses, not breakdowns. Verse 3. If you have received any promise, let me hear you. You are blessed in the city and blessed in the country. So if you're seeing anything that is not a blessing, begin to receive your future in a figurative sense. You know what I will do? Let your praise hit his ears. I judge you faithful. I call you faithful. Your name is faithful. You have been faithful to me. Concerning that matter for which you fasted, concerning that matter, lift up praise, not petition. Lift up thanksgiving. Pastor K, but I don't have it yet. The fruit of your womb is blessed. You are the head and not the tail. For 5 minutes, don't stop your praise. For 5 minutes, don't stop your praise. Don't stop your worship. Don't stop your worship. Worship because you can see the promise. Worship because you can see the promise. I won't run in vain. That is the word. Enlarge your coast. That is the word for this year. Enlarge the place of your territory. You will run without evidence. Isaiah chapter 54. Put it on the stage. Begin to bait the promise. Bait the promise. Bait the promise. Something is happening in the realm of the spirit. Something is happening. I'm hearing a cracking sound. I'm hearing a cracking sound. Some doors are opening of its own accord. There is earthquake in the realm of the spirit. There is earthquake. There is earthquake in the realm of the spirit. Oh, I hear wombs opening. I hear wombs opening. I hear you breaking forth. I can hear sounds in the realm of the spirit. I hear the sound. It's not the sound of worship. It's the sound of breakthrough. It's the sound of breaking the limits. You are breaking the limits. I hear that the limits are broken. The limitations are going down. I see prison doors open. I see prison doors. I see the gates of brass are coming down. Begin to enlarge. Begin to enlarge. Enlarge the place of your tent. Begin to stretch out. Stretch out. Nothing can hold you down. Is there anybody who is stretching out? Stretch out on the right. Stretch out on the left. This space is too small. As you're praising, as you're praising, begin to enlarge. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Stretch out. And the room is too small. This location is too small. This space is too small. Can I get stretchers? Can I get stretchers? The stretchers come to the room. Stretch your hands. The wall is too small. The wall, it can't hold you again. The prison gates can't hold you again. Stretch your hand and come out. Stretch your legs and come out. Stretch your head and come out. Stretch. Break forth. Break forth. Break out of the limitation with your praise in your mouth. Break out of the limitation. Break out of the curse. You are blessed beyond every curse. You are blessed beyond limitation. Press forward. He said, break out. Stretch out the curtains. Stretch out your dwellings. Don't spare your strength. Begin to break out. This place is too small for me. I am praising my way out of the grave. I am praising my way out of the grave clothes. I am praising my way out of rejection. I am praising my way out of evil circumstance. I am praising my way out of bad attitude. I am praising my way out of infertility. I am praising my way. In the name of Jesus, hear me, brethren. As this worship was going on tonight, I was hearing prison gates breaking. I was hearing doors breaking. This is one of the foundational scriptures for our prophecy. For our prophecy this year, there is something I want you to do. It's called a prophetic art. He said, enlarge the place of your tent. You're going to praise yourself out of a certain limitation. I don't know what the limitation is. You're going to praise yourself out of the pain. You're going to praise yourself out of the pressure. You're going to praise yourself out of the grave. You're going to praise yourself out of each situation. All you do as you're praising, you're stretching. As you're praising, you're expanding. As if you're reaching out. Break the prison wall. Break the walls of limitation. And just praise your way out. I will give you the direction. Get ready with your praise in your mouth. Get ready with your praise. Let everything that has breath, if there is breath inside you, put your praise where it belongs. Are you getting ready for this prophetic act tonight? You are free to leave that place. Nobody is disturbing you actually. Get ready in the next 5 minutes. Stretch out with your praise. Stretch out of the limitation. Stretch out of the pain. Stretch out of the trouble. Praise your way out of it. Some of you are just walking about. Can you obey me tonight? 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 Stretch out of every limitation with your praise in your mouth. Stretch out of every, as if you are trying to come out of the room.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life-transforming messages, please contact The Femme Exchange at number 5 Oregbeni Crescent of Idayan Road of Ihema Road, GRA, Benin City, or call 080-511-03787 or 081-8977-5470 or 081-22-870-966. Worship with us every Sunday at Femme Foundation at any of our services, 7:30 a.m. or 9:30 a.m. Thank you and God bless you.